We had a question just before our break from Luce, who is calling from Florida, regarding what happens when people die.
Luce, are you still with us?
Yes.
All right.
Now, your question was connected with Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, speaking of the great time of trouble in chapter 12, verse 1. And then it says, after that time of trouble, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. You know, this is a reference that Jesus makes when he says, the hour is coming, in which all that are in the graves will hear his voice. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Bible tells us there's two resurrections that take place, but they do not take place until Jesus comes. Luce, if you look, and anyone else listening, in the New Testament, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it tells us, especially if you start reading at verse 13, that Christians do not need to sorrow as others that have no hope regarding those who have died. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, he'll also bring with them those that sleep in Jesus. Now here's the part we don't want to miss. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The resurrection of the dead in Christ are first, but when does it happen? When Jesus comes. And then you read again in the Gospel of John, it says three or four times, the resurrection in the last day. And it's very clear from the Bible that people are not resurrected with their glorified bodies until Jesus comes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as they're concerned, if a saved individual dies, the next conscious thought they have, it's like a moment, the twinkling of an eye, instantaneously they are caught forth from their dusty graves with a glorified body. So to be absent from the body for them is to be present with the Lord, because it's their next conscious thought.
But it might be 1,000 years.
Yeah, just like King David died. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, David is dead and buried and not yet ascended to heaven. But David died 3,000 years ago. For him, it's going to seem like 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And he's resurrected when Jesus comes. The dead in Christ rise at that point. We have a study guide, Luce, that deals specifically with this. We will send you or anyone else for free. If you have more questions, you know, Pastor Dick, I want to remind our listeners, the reason we keep pumping the study guides, the Bible Answer Program is a catalyst to touch on many subjects, but for thorough study, we'd have to take the whole broadcast just on one question.
That's right.
So
that's
the study guides give us a chance to put more information and more scriptures in your hands in a very colorful and attractive format. There's color illustrations, thought-provoking questions, lots of Bible references, and illustrations, verbal illustrations. So please take advantage of these study guides. They're free.